Hey parents, this is Mark Cornelson with Faith Bible Church and Pursuit Student Ministries. I've got a parenting thought that I want to share with you today. John Wilmot once said, "Before I got married, I had six theories about bringing up kids. Now I have six kids and no theories." Can you identify with that? All those great ideas that we had before the teenagers came on how we were going to raise our kids, all those people that we saw that were doing it wrong, that we knew how we were going to make things right, now you may find yourself in that difficult spot within your own family. Let me tell you, I know that's definitely true for Kathy and I. We've been working with students for just over 15 years, and we've had a lot of great ideas come our way of how we were going to raise our kids. But ultimately, at the end of the day, all of those teenagers that we've worked with, they've all been able to go home. They've all gone back to you guys. Everything changed for us a couple of years ago when we first started having teenagers that were ours. It's a whole different world. And let me tell you guys, it is difficult to parent teens. It's just a hard time in life. Think back for yourself of that time when you were a teenager. What were the things that you thought about? How did you feel about your parents? What were the challenges that you faced in your school and your community, and whether it's popularity or academics or success? What were those things? Your teens are going through those same things today, and that makes it difficult. That's a hard thing. So let me tell you, first of all, the bad news. Some of what's influencing your teen has absolutely nothing to do with you. Some of the stuff that influences our teenagers has nothing to do with us. It's completely out of our control. Our teens are bombarded with all kinds of stimuli that affect all the decisions that they have to make, whether that's from the media or from their friends or from other families or whatever that may be. The world itself is after our teenagers. And here's the worst part. Our teens are just like us in that they have free will. Our teenagers can choose to do whatever they want to do. It is completely within their God-given right to make their own decisions. Because of that, we don't have all the influence that we think we should. But here's the good news. Most of what is influencing your teens has everything to do with you. Can I share something with you, parents? Christian Smith is a noted professor at Notre Dame University, and he says this: a parent is the greatest youth pastor any student will ever have. Guys, they don't need us. They don't need Pursuit Student Ministries. They don't need all that. They need you. You are the ones who are shaping their lives. And whether they act like it or not, they are listening to you. You are a great influence in the life of your teen. So take that as an encouragement, or take that as a challenge. Maybe you're living a life where you would say, "I don't want my teens to be influenced by the things they see me doing." Then maybe that's an opportunity for you to turn to God and ask Him to let you become the person that He wants you to be, so that your teens can grow closer to Him. But if you are one of those parents who is giving everything you've got to your teen, you're growing them in His grace and His truth, and you're making sure they have opportunity to see God working in your life, then trust that God is going to be working in their life. It's not always easy. Seen so many teens go the wrong direction. Seen so many parents invest and pour into the lives of their children that they care and love for so much, only to watch them go and make wrong decisions. But can I also tell you the other side of that? We've been doing this long enough, guys. I've seen so many students turn back to God. When they get down that road and when things start really getting difficult, I have seen so many students who turn their hearts back. And it's not because of something great that we taught them in a student ministry. It's because of the love and the passion and the prayers and the grace of their parents. So parents, you are doing something right. Be encouraged today. Be ready to be that person. We at Pursuit Student Ministries, our goal is to be a supplement to what you do at home. We want to encourage you in how you are raising your kids. We are not the end all of the spiritual journey for your children. You guys have that job. And so however we can help, I want you to know that we are all here. If there's ever anything that you need from us, please check out our website at www.thepsm.com. We would love to be able to provide resources to you as parents, but more than anything else, we want to be an encouragement and just a challenging force in your students' lives and in your lives as well, to let you know that what you are doing is working for the kingdom of God.